Karen Rubio works for Truckee Meadows Community College, helping recruit high school students to the school. She's a first-generation college grad who started at TMCC before transferring to UNR. While in school at age 20, Karen became pregnant. Then, during the pregnancy, her mother died unexpectedly. Despite the obstacles, she kept going and earned a bachelor's degree in business. Karen shared her inspiring story with Yuli Chavez, her boss and mentor at TMCC.
Karen, you transferred to UNR after your two-year associate's degree, and you decided to pursue business in the College of Business at the University of Nevada, Reno. What was your transfer experience like?
So I was really fortunate. I had a really good advisor, and she helped me choose all my classes, and everything was going great. But right before I started my fall semester, I found out I was pregnant. So I'm 20 years old. I had just earned my associate's, and then I was pregnant now. So then at that moment, everything started closing in on me, and I just didn't know how I was going to go from that point forward. I can't say this enough. I've just been very fortunate. My husband was kind of, because at one point I'm like, well, maybe I should take some time off school. I can work and raise money for when the baby comes. And he's like, nope. He's like, you're going to stay in school. We're going to be fine. And I did. So that first semester, I was enrolled full-time at UNR. And I remember I met one of my favorite professors, Federico Guerrero. He's an econ professor. And I remember I came up to him one day and I'm like, you know what, I'm really having trouble understanding. And I had never gone through this in other classes, so I felt so lost. And I thought it was me being at UNR that was the problem. And I told him, I'm like, I'm pregnant, I'm going through a few things. And then from that moment on, he really took me under his wing. He would help me. I would go to his office hours. He would explain things more in depth, and I was successful in this class.
How did you tell your mom that you were pregnant?
So me and my mom were actually really, really close. I remember I found out I was pregnant, and I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to tell her? Because she was always so proud of me for not getting pregnant as a teen or like being another. She was like, I don't want you to be another statistic. I want you to be successful. I want you to thrive. So that day I call her in my room, and it was just me and her by myself. And I told her, I'm like, I really have to tell you something. And at that point, I was like literally at the beginning of my pregnancy. I had just found out. And she's sitting there and she starts laughing. She's like, I know you're pregnant. And I just broke down and I was just crying. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, Karen, I'm your mom. She's like, I know everything. And that was just kind of how she was. Even when I can say she's the one person that helped me through every hard situation when I was growing up, even if I were wrong, she would let me know I was wrong because she was really big on that. But she would always help me through it and help me solve issues that she kind of gave me life skills, I guess you can say. So after that, she told me we were going to be fine. She's like, you have a supportive partner. I'm going to support you too. She's like, you're going to go to school and you're going to finish. She's like, because that's your goal. You just need to finish.
When your baby was born, you know, what was that like? You know, being a new mom, a very young mom, and with your mom not having the guidance from mom, what was that like?
It was difficult. I would work during the day. I would go to class. I would get home probably around 7. And then I breastfed my kids for almost a year, so I would pump all day long. I would try to store it. And then I had to find time to do homework, so that was really hard. And then, of course, it was a newborn, so they require a lot of attention. So I would have to really prioritize everything in my life to the sense of what needed my attention the most. Her dad was so helpful at the time because he knew I had homework. He would grab her. He would get out of the room while I had to, like, study. But it was difficult having to juggle being a mom, being a full-time student, and having to work as well.
What kept you going?
In the back of my mind, I always knew my mom wanted me to finish. My mom was such an inspiration to me. I want to be the same thing for my daughter. Mm-hmm. I want my daughter to grow up and say, like, she did it, why can't I? And I went through some stuff during the time that I had to do it. She has no excuse not to go to college at this point.
Su mamá es una chingona. So yes, she has no excuse.
That was Karen Rubio, a first-generation college graduate who now works for TMCC. She was speaking with her mentor, Yuli Chavez, who directs the Access, Outreach, and Recruitment Department at the school. This segment was inspired by the National Oral History Program, StoryCorps.